Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I feel like Dino won.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Kentucky fans all year have talked about how garbage Louisville is, and they're underdogs.
And James Strebel.
Your team is resorted to MAC tactics. I'm talking about MAC conference tactics.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I would love to see Louisville win for no other reason than to expose how thin and fraudulent that UK program is.
How are you guys going to do this? How are you making it to Saturday? Blanket Baker has a shotgun. How are you guys making this to Saturday? Ennis is already tired.
It's only Monday.
Diener doesn't want it to get it. He doesn't want it to get nasty.
Or to get it nasty. That's an odd way to put it. Strebel's here. Give me that damn sound sheet. Give me that sound sheet. You're not allowed to see that. Look at you. Is that new? Got a little pullover today?
Yeah, a little pullover. The UK pullover.
Where'd you get that at? Kohl's?
Have a little
seasonal sale or what?
I got it for Christmas for my mom a couple of years ago.
She got me one just like you, but it didn't say UK. It said Giants.
It's the Giants.
Hey, you like that?
I do like that. I like that.
Look at Jack's beautiful face.
I know he's back.
Can I tell you the
back
thing?
Back from Tuscaloosa.
Jack, he like buried the lead.
Yeah.
I want to lead with this.
Hello, random ladies.
Heavy metal music.
Just a riff. There's
I'm
just
back,
a
baby.
Heavy metal riff behind.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I buried this lead.
Yeah, your
with
boy
the lead.
Grossman's
oh,
like,
great.
He was at the Alabama-Arkansas game over
right.
the weekend. He
I saw
said,
a picture.
You said he looked down and there were 10-year-old kids chanting, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh, well, 10-year-old kids.
It was in the fourth quarter. It was right after Alabama had recovered the onside kick to steal the game. No, I looked out. There's legitimately like 10, 12 kids that are like 8, 9, 10 years old.
It was like a youth group or something?
I don't know. And they're on field level. They're looking up to the student section where I was sitting with my brother.
Yeah.
And they started chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." And I'm just like, what?
Did you wave your pom-pom with them? You didn't? Oh, I saw your little pom-pom.
I had the shaker. And I'm like,
he had the shaker.
I had the shaker.
I've never heard it called a shaker before.
I don't know. That's what they all call it.
Oh, a shaker?
Goodness. Yeah, they barely get mad if you call it a pom-pom there.
Listen, I don't know how. Tell them to bleep off. That's what it is.
It's a pom-pom. Shut up.
How are you making it?
Oh, I'm making it.
How are you making it to Wednesday? I'm tired already, and it's Monday.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Derby week.
I kind of took the day off yesterday.
What did you
build...
do yesterday?
Nothing. That's a great nothing.
Oh,
I slept. I watched the NFL, and I took a nap.
What did
and...
you learn at church? Anything?
Actually, we didn't go to church yesterday.
You didn't go to church
yesterday. Yeah, didn't go to church yesterday.
So if Kentucky loses, that's what you blame.
No, we'll be back next Sunday.
It's too late next Sunday. The game's on Saturday.
I enjoy asking Strebel every Monday if he went to church
he
on
does.
Sunday.
Most of the times it's
why.
A yes.
I just get this big joy out of it, and there's no reason I should. All right, so it's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel's here. Jack Grossman's here. And we got you all week. We will be on the air today, obviously. Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be off on Thursday doing the damn thing. We'll be on Friday hanging out with pregame coverage, Bowl Station 680, 105.7, 93.9 The Ville, pregame, postgame, Blank at the Alley, someone tossing an L's down, Stoops, Satterfield taking a shot at Stoops' non-con schedule.
Whoa!
Stoops, you haven't seen that?
I haven't seen that.
It doesn't matter. Stoops gets $1 million extra just for winning seven games.
Exactly.
Or whatever it is. And it is here, and it means nothing nationally but
nothing.
To us. I mean, it means nothing but to us. It's going to be a battle. And what I've always said, and I told Blank this too.
Yeah.
I said, Blank, you best be here on Monday. If you lose, no issues. No tum-tum.
No.
No car broke down in Santa Claus. And Streeble, you're the same way.
I'm the same.
We're doing the show right here.
Yeah.
And you best be ready to go.
I'll be ready to rock and roll. Come hell or high water, Andy.
Come hell or high water. Now, you'll love this. I have reached out. This could be funny. I want to have Governor Beshear on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Just because I want all of that smoke from the text line.
Oh, yeah.
I want all of it. I want them to bring it all. Do you understand
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, absolutely. We're built for that. Let's go.
We're built for something.
Andy Beshear.
I could see anything happen. Mm. What's right in front of us? What is on the line? UK hasn't played good football in nearly now a month and a half. Why is it going to change? What kind of asinine comments today from Mark Stoops at C-Rod's going to figure it out?
And not fumble.
By game 12, guys.
Right.
Satterfield, did he take a shot at Stoops? Is Blank going to make it to the alley?
Ooh.
Is the alley going to be full of BBN?
Yeah.
Did Blank, did Neely, who did it? Was it Vinny T? Who got Lamar Jackson sick?
Oh, yeah. Little virus issue.
If Louisville wins, we're going to look back at something, I believe.
Okay.
If Kentucky loses, they're going to be mocked forevermore.
Right.
These are just a few things. And then in the middle of this, God bless Bruce Feldman, who has created such relationships with coaches. After 3 years ago, we found out that Scott Satterfield was Vince Lombardi. Okay.
Lombardi Satterfield.
Now we find out how perfect Mark Stoops would be for Florida.
Yes, I mean,
nothing says sex in Florida more than Mark Stoops. He says Gainesville, if you've ever been to Gainesville. So that, I mean, we got Jack Harlow tossing an L's up.
Oh,
we
good.
We got Streeble tossing an L's down. We got Louisville basketball, yuck, over the weekend.
Ooh.
We got Kentucky basketball with a nice win over Ohio. They play some bum tonight. North Florida.
That's Friday.
Albany. They play, is that Albany, New York?
Yeah, Albany.
Or is it Albany, Georgia? Is it Albany, New York?
I have no idea. I just know it's Albany.
300-something in KenPom.
Okay, another terrible yes. team.
On top of it all, a texter writes in, fire Tom Allen, Leo my ass.
Whoa!
We will get into Indiana basketball being preempted for Minnesota volleyball.
Yes!
We will get into Jack Grossman's disgusting, homerific takes on Christian Lander.
Oh, he was going on Twitter. Jack, I had to mute you.
Who is a bum.
On Twitter. Okay. I had to mute him. He was just waxing poetic about the defense and clicking and Christian Lander, and I was like, Jack.
Did Jack sing Dixieland Delight? That coming down as well at 437-9680.
I hope so.
There's a better chance of that than me chanting, let's go, Brandon. I'm putting that
point. Yeah.
Those are just a few things that I have, not including the latest on Tom Jurich. And did you see the video of Calipari walking the little dog around Nashville?
Walking the pooches around Nashville. Yeah,
so how are you making it?
I'm making it on
pure
adrenaline. I'm super confident.
Adrenaline? It's only Monday. You got all the way to Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
adrenaline.
I'll be fine. There'll be a little oasis in the middle of the week on Thursday, Thanksgiving. That's when you take the nap before the real deal begins.
Before
Friday and Saturday begins. You take a little break on Thanksgiving, enjoy the turkey, enjoy the pumpkin pie, enjoy the bourbon, and then Saturday you're ready to go.
Are you going
to
have bourbon? Because last time your dad came to your house, you didn't have bourbon.
Yes, we'll have bourbon.
Are you going to have bourbon for Pappy?
Yeah, we'll have bourbon for Pappy.
Okay.
Yes.
Is he throwing an L's down?
Oh, you damn right he's throwing an L's down.
Is he confident?
Yes. Of course he is.
Who's chestier? I think it's Louisville fans.
No, it is Louisville fans.
So you believe that, though?
I do believe that.
BBN's being a little meek.
No, they're not.
No, they're worried.
We're lying in the weeds.
You're lying in the weeds.
Ready to pounce.
Really?
At 10:30, and then it's on. Actually, before that, we're pouncing at the stadium. We're showing out at the stadium, and we're going to pounce. No, let Louisville talk.
He's going to have goons out, isn't he,
Oh,
Jack?
Yeah.
He's going to be in midfield with dudes grabbing crotch. He's going to have goons out.
That's why I'm confident. If there's one game that Mark Stoops will have them ready for, it's this one. Set's not built for this hate, Andy. Stoops is built for this hate. Set is not.
Sad is not. Sad's a little meek little mouse. And he's on the track, but we're going to love him. No. This is the rivalry, Satterfield. This is the Governor's Cup.
He's going, Jack.
Your little visor is not built for this. So get ready, Satterfield. I'm strong on that take, that he doesn't have the gumption to get his team fired up and ready to go the way Kentucky does. They weren't ready 2 years ago. They're already trotting out the tum-tum excuses. Well, I hope it's through our team now. I hope we're over it at this point. Blankenbaker's already asking, the flu? Who's sick? What's wrong? They're already setting themselves up for failure. I cannot wait,
Jack, do you
until
agree
November
with that?
27.
Well, hey, I want to know if Jack agrees with that, because I don't know what to think. Do you agree with that?
Odds, they will be stomping on the bird pregame.
Okay.
What are your prop bets for pregame shenanigans for Kentucky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
They're 100% stop on the bird.
Minus 200.
Yeah. Even money. He always has his dudes out there doing something stupid. Okay.
It's real stupid until you lose.
Rummage likes it. He'll never admit it.
Yeah.
Not even deep down, you can tell.
Yeah, he's like...
Oh, Dallas Cowboy in his voice.
If you love Matt Cross as much as he does, you got to respect that. You got to respect a little stomp on the bird. You have to. If Matt Cross is your guy...
It's a great point. Would Matt Cross stomp on the bird if he were a Kentucky football player?
Oh, yes or no.
By the way, on Friday, I want to take calls. How does that sound?
Yeah, Friday is a call day.
I never know if there's a lot of people, nobody, somewhere in the middle. I never know what the deal is on Friday. We need to be on the air. We have to be on the air, with the game being when it is. But I have absolutely no idea the feel around that. Like I think
people are revved up. If I were not on the radio, I would be listening to the radio on Friday.
But you're an addict.
That's true. I'm an addict. I'm not. I know people will be shopping early Friday
shopping,
morning. We'll
nah.
see if they're. But we're on at 3, so plenty of time to get
will be shopping?
No.
No?
No, she's got to work.
Have you got her big gift yet? Have we talked about this?
For some reason,
I remember you mentioning something to me, but I can't remember what it is.
Well, I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But she's got to work Thursday night, so she will not be a part of the shopping festivities. She used to love it.
Oh, goodness. So you put her to work on Thanksgiving.
I don't make the schedule.
Jack, that's like quadruple time.
It is.
She's cleaning up.
cleaning up.
Great Thanksgiving for you.
It is.
She's got to sleep a little bit.
Right.
Look at you.
Yeah.
And you get just to lay back.
Yeah, just
Look
chill.
At you.
Just lay back and watch football.
Yeah.
Jack's
straightening up around the house.
So low. Look how low.
I know.
He has to reach up to the microphone.
He looks like a child.
Yeah, like a little man. What's going on?
It's a process thing. Hold on.
Oh, yes.
Blame the process.
Oh, yes. Blame him. Okay, here is how I view as we get into everything. 437-9680. It's this. I feel like I could make a passionate plea. Unlike other years when Kentucky has been better, unlike any other years when Louisville has been better, okay, this is very much a 50-50 game. What Kentucky should be good at, Louisville maybe not so good stopping. And no doubt what Louisville offensively is good at, Kentucky's secondary is as weak as any unit on the field. And that is what is haunting my analysis, along with sloppy play, along with turning the football over, along with maybe not having the better quarterback, not having the better quarterback, on the field is... I could see many things happen. I could see Louisville hitting plays over the top, getting Kentucky out of their how they want to, you know, run
how they
the want to
play and run the football, how, control the clock.
How you know Mark Stoops wants to play. I could see C-Rod and Will Levis turning the ball over because that's what they do. Turning the football over is what Kentucky does. It is the fabric, if you will, of who they are. Now, could they have, and all of this needs to be set aside with anything can happen in one game. The scheduling nonsense today, who schedules better non-con, who plays in the better conference, who did you beat?
Right.
All of that is fine fodder for Saturday. Unfortunately or fortunately, I don't think it means a bleeping thing on Saturday. So I could see Kentucky come out, turn the ball over, get beat over the top, and Louisville get a win that is changing the direction of Scott Satterfield and Louisville. I could see Kentucky come in and Mark Stoops have them ready and play the type of game, okay, that we know we have seen Kentucky. Definitely not as bad as the last 2 years, but kind of had that physical force. It's a close game, but Kentucky still is just a little bit better than Louisville, and it's L's down, and it's everything else.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at also on Saturday is this. Will we, at the end of the game, say the analysis was right in front of us? Okay? And here's what I mean by that. And so when I say that, I feel like I'm still picking Kentucky. But it's wavering. I want to be clear
with
that.
Understandably
so. And I've been picking Kentucky all year. Yeah. So now we're here to Monday, okay? And I can give you the reasons. We gave some on Kentucky. What worries me from a Kentucky standpoint, we'll do them first, is what is right in front of you? And what is right in front of you is you have not played good football since October 10th when you dominated LSU, when you expedited the process of Ed Orgeron being fired, just like you did, what, a week or two before with Dan Mullen in Florida and everything else. And I got something for Missouri football. I mean, I'm starting Eli Drinkwitz.
Isn't he?
He's got big bleep. I'm like, he's a 5-win football team. Of course he's going for 2. What's he going to do, kick an extra point?
Right, he's trying to get to a bowl game.
This season doesn't mean anything. Right. Anyway.
Mighty Missouri, baby.
Mighty Missouri.
What is right in front of us is Louisville's playing better. Louisville's playing cleaner. What Louisville does well on offense, Kentucky cannot stop. That's right in front of us, right?
Sure, yeah.
Then you can flip it the other way.
Right.
You can flip it the other way that who Louisville has beat the last 2 weeks have been bad teams, and Duke is just dregs of all Power Five football. It's like Vanderbilt. It makes your conference look worse having someone that is that inept,
pathetic,
much like Indiana football, bringing the conference down and embarrassing the conference.
Yeah, that's what they are. You're right.
What is right in front of us? Okay, how Kentucky has won the game the last 2 years has Louisville really caught up that much? These are the narratives. Now, I have been consistent with this, and 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. What is on the line on Saturday is for Satterfield, it's to get total buy-in. That's what's on the line for Scott Satterfield.
You're right. Yeah.
Because what I don't need this week are Louisville fans acting like they're buying in. I don't buy it. Because if you lose on Saturday, you're going to be bean and moaning, and we absolutely know it. You're going to be ready to fire Satterfield, and we're going to have to go through the same thing that we went through,
all season, except
for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. The conversation, if you really believe in Satterfield, then 60 minutes on Saturday night is not going to change your opinion. I don't buy that narrative. So what is on the line for Satterfield is to get, I would say, back until the time he got hired in the love him up, hug him up, where the fan base was all moving in one direction. That's what's on the line Saturday for Scott Satterfield in Louisville football. To build a momentum, to show that there is momentum, to take that into bowl season and to go into an offseason with a young team, get Malik back, and let's see what you got. Okay?
Yeah.
For Kentucky, what's at stake besides a better bowl game? And we can, I don't know how much you care or BBN cares about that. And I would even have to look up the latest projections because I got to be honest.
Citrus and Outback are the two leaders in the house.
Rooting for the Kentucky-Iowa bowl game.
Right? Yeah.
It's just an absolute wet dream for Mark Stoops and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
But what's at Stoops for Kentucky is embarrassment. What is at stake for Kentucky is big bad Kentucky, who is trying to climb the ranks in the SEC, year three of Satterfield is not favored and then loses. Mm-hmm. And would lose to a Louisville team that looked dead in the water multiple times.
A five loss.
Make no mistake about it. Kentucky has a lot at stake. I tend to think that where we are with the programs, I almost lean that Satterfield has more at stake because his job security, it's a tenuous situation.
Sure.
Mark Stoops is just, I mean, we already know what's going to happen. No one really wants him. Florida doesn't want him.
No, he doesn't.
Bruce Feldman, no, he doesn't want him. LSU doesn't want him. Nobody wants
That's
him
what
to
fans
be
are gonna
their
turn
head coach.
To.
He'll get more money, and select coaches on the staff will get more money, and they'll get money for an indoor facility, and then we'll rinse and repeat probably next year, the year after. You know, maybe he'll take 2 years.
Maybe get some raises,
whatever,
things like that.
Whatever. So there are many
Give
other
big
ways.
Dogs some more money.
Yeah. There are many other ways we can go. But locally, things on the line for momentum with Satterfield, things on the line with Kentucky bowl games. If you care about such things, things on the line. And I go back to Kentucky, and I know Louisville's played bums. I feel like Kentucky has not played good football since October 10th. And for Mark Stoops to think that C-Rod's going to clean it up and the fundamental issues that they've had are going to be cleaned up, I don't buy. And so I find myself still picking Kentucky, but extremely pessimistic doing so. So much so that that could change in the next couple days. And so there you go. Those are my initial thoughts. And good God, I have an entire list of things that we can get to today.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a busy, busy week.
Absolutely. No, I think that's the thoughts about Kentucky football are fair because they did take that three-game slide. They looked sloppy against Vanderbilt, specifically in that second half. They looked sloppy against whatever bum U they played, New Mexico State that they played in the first quarter. They looked really sloppy in that game. Turned it on at the end, and it is what it is. But for Mark Stoops, he's in a tough spot too. And the reason being, all these jobs that he's floating out. Bruce Feldman,
people
float out. If you lose on Saturday, you're going to get clowned. I mean, he's going to get absolutely clowned by everybody by putting these jobs out there, and they're going to use the excuse of this. You took focus off the team
by
losing
to Satterfield.
Yeah, and losing to Satterfield.
And losing to Satterfield and all that goes with it.
That'll be part of the analysis
as
well.
Kentucky football feels like they're bigger and badder than Louisville.
More physical.
And they're going to push them around.
Like they have in two straight games or however many they've won in a row. That's what they're going to do. But no, you're exactly right. If Kentucky loses that game, it's going to be an all-systems failure into the season. When your final two wins of the season after the bye week are just Vanderbilt and New Mexico State, that ain't good
enough.
Last
month of the season's a mess.
It's an absolute mess.
It's an absolute mess.
And it ends in a flop. Where you're 6-0, you're talking big stuff, you're talking going to a New Year's Six Bowl, and you lose three games to conference teams, one that you don't respect in Tennessee at all, and then losing to your rival who you laugh at and you mock and you throw L's down to, and like me, make fun of Scott Satterfield and the way he handles himself.
I think there's more pressure on Kentucky this week than Louisville.
Yeah.
To win.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's more pressure on Kentucky. Louisville's pressure is manufactured, in my opinion. It's manufactured. They don't really believe the things that they're saying. The fans, they don't. They really don't. They don't like Satterfield.
Well,
they don't like the team.
There's fraudulence.
There's fraudulence. Yeah. All the boastfulness and the cockiness and the pressure that they think they're putting on their team.
If they lose, they'll throw them right under the bus on
right
Saturday.
Like They did it after Ole Miss. They
You're
did it after EKU.
Right.
They did it after Wake Forest. They did it after Clemson. They did it after
Virginia.
NC State.
Virginia.
Every single game they lost this year, they beat and moaned about Satterfield and how they want Brom and we want Brom and we want Brom and he needs to get out of here and this isn't working. That all this confidence
confidence they have is crap. The only reason you have confidence is because you're playing Kentucky. That's it. That's the list. That's the only reason why you don't really think your team's good. You don't. You don't like your coach. You don't think he's a good coach. You don't think he's a good offensive coach. You think he melts down the fourth quarter.
Well, Syracuse and Duke changed everything.
Oh, yeah. You blow out two bum teams. If Kentucky would have blown out those teams, we'd have been here the same. Like, all here. Who y'all beat? Who y'all beat? Bro, your entire argument is we beat Duke and Syracuse by a ton of points. Then don't come at me with who did you beat? Who did you beat? Central Florida? I don't want to hear who did you beat, and let's look at the records.
Neither team beat anybody. That's the truth. Yeah,
that's 100% true. Neither team did. The one team that you played, you got dog walked at the beginning of the season by the one good team you played that's still ranked, got dog walked. They're a good team.
By the way,
cut his hair. Yeah, who?
Matt Corral. Did you see that?
No, he cut his hair.
Matt Corral had beautiful hair.
He did. They had trouble with Vanderbilt, by the way,
and he cut his hair to just like a normal fade.
I know. It's like he's supposed to be like a badass kind of like, you know, grungy looking dude, and that haircut ain't working.
Let me read some text.
Sure.
Texter says, New Year 6 bow.
Did I leave out the L? A little BBN coming out for you today.
Texter says, Kodak Black got Lamar sick.
Texter says,
sack up Sweeney and stick with your UK football pick. Don't get scared because UK's been trash all year.
They haven't been trash all year.
Texter says, beating a mediocre UK program won't change my thoughts on Satterfield.
You're a liar.
I disagree with that. Texter says, UK has better line play on both sides of the ball, the best receiver and running backs. UK didn't play clean last Saturday with 3 turnovers in the red zone, even though they scored 56 and had over 700 yards. I expect them to regain their focus this weekend. Why would you ever think that was with Mark Stoops? They haven't had their focus since October 10th.
Because it's Louisville.
Listen, I'm being a little bit hard on Kentucky because they're supposed to be the aggressor here.
Yeah, they're supposed to be the better team.
Their defensive backfield sucks.
It's not good. It's not good.
I'm telling you right now. If I'm Satterfield, I'm dialing it up on first down. And then if it's incomplete, you know what I'm doing second down? They're going to expect
run the ball on second and 10.
They're going to expect a little outside zone for 3.5 yards. I'm throwing it again. And then on third down, if I don't get, you know what I'm doing it again?
What?
I'm throwing it a third time.
Good.
You understand
that? Throw it all you want.
1, 2, 3.
I don't think he's actually going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
I know he won't.
Satterfield. I will say, first play of the game, I am expecting a 50-yard bomb.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, I'm expecting first play of the game. Whoever has the ball first.
I think the first possession for each team.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe whoever just has the ball first is going to take a shot. Take a shot, Wandell. Take a shot at Harrell. That's what's going to happen.
Texas says Satterfield's name will get mentioned by LSU after he beat Stoops on Saturday.
Is it will be Bob Satterfield or Scott Satterfield or Scott Satter White?
Texas says, did you see Will Levis and the L's down on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Even Louisville fans respected that a little bit. They did. They respect a little bit. I did like that.
Is Blank right now the worst Twitter follow out there?
I muted him too.
I couldn't really do it.
Like I had to.
He's just repeating someone is tweeting.
Yeah, all he's doing is just going to message boards, screenshotting the message boards, and like tagging Louisville players and tweeting it out. That's all he's doing.
Texas says, I want Will Levis to throw L's down in Blank's face.
Dude.
No, here would be, listen.
Would Blank do anything?
I got something better.
What?
That? Like, let's say Blank's on the sideline.
He's always taking photos.
It's near the end of the game. He's down on the sideline. He's near the end zone, and Levis runs in, pops and double L's down at him.
After a touchdown.
Or he's on the sideline.
Yeah.
There's a play, there's a pass, a long pass, if you will, by Malik Cunningham.
Yeah.
It goes out of bounds. The player spilled out of bounds. And Blank and Baker gets trucked by Vito Tisdale.
Oh! Andy. We'd have to go on the air immediately. Like, I'd start the UK postgame show after that play happened.
You'd call process immediately.
I would. No, I'm going to be in here as far as I know, and I'm going to be like, process, start, roll, let's go. We're going now.
Texter says, Cardinal Sweeney coming to town. Texter says, is Strebel going to get his wife a new London Fog purse?
No. He spent a little more money than that.
Texter says, Hoosiers would go into Rupp Arena and spank UK just like Strebel gets lashed. Oh, I lashed. He gets lashed at Floyd Knobb's pagan ritual party.
No. Indiana would not beat Kentucky in Rupp Arena. No, that's not happening. Not at all.
Would Indiana beat Louisville?
Yes.
Yes, if they play 100%.
Today, Indiana would definitely beat Louisville.
Don't 100%. You 100%. Haven't seen a dribble of Indiana
I've
basketball.
Seen enough of Louisville basketball to tell you 100% Louisville's losing against a Power 5 team right now. Any Power 5 team, almost.
Texter says almost. I love how
almost.
You. I love,
except
I love
for like Nebraska
you,
or something like that.
You couldn't even be. You couldn't like, even be that.
Except for
that
Tom
hard.
Green's Georgia team.
Yeah, Georgia. Yeah, yes. They beat Georgia. Yes.
It sad me to say that.
Texter says Albany is one of Vissel's magnificent seven.
What does that mean?
Texter says, are rural UK fans going to come to a night game, or are they scared of the city at night?
No, I think they're going to be a good showing of fans. Well, because there's a lot of Kentucky fans. There's a lot of Kentucky fans that live in Louisville. So, I mean, you know how that happens, Texter. It's not like we don't all have to come out of the holler and come to the big city.
We're
in the. I'm popping UK right now in your city. I'm on Cardinal Boulevard popping cats. How about that? We don't all come from the boonies. We live amongst you.
Texas says it was Paul Assassin that got Lamar sick. I can't remember who Paul Assassin is.
Remember the monkey?
Yes.
She had the monkey that bit the children at the Halloween children. Party. Yeah, yeah. Texas's was a special teams coordinator or whomever.
Texas says today Matt Jones called Malik a poor man's Lamar. Is Strebel a poor man's Ryan Lemond?
Yes.
Texter says it's worksheet time in the bluegrass.
No, today we did work. Text.
Shame on the school
we
system.
Did work.
Shame on them Monday and Tuesday.
That
just
was a lot.
Tuesday's away. Yeah, but you did work today.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you're not. Then you're off the rest of the week. Have families that like have a chance to go somewhere.
There's a lot. There's a
it's
lot.
A bad idea.
There's a lot that won't be there tomorrow. Which you know they're going out of town. We already have some kids out of town, which is fine. Like I understand completely. Like I get it.
Texter says you're still holding Kentucky to a higher standard. Sweeney, that was a garbage take. It's been 50-50 games all year. Well, first of all, Kentucky hasn't played in a bunch of 50-50
games.
No,
they haven't.
Louisville's played in more, and I got to be honest. No, that take has changed. I still am holding Kentucky to a little bit of a higher standard, but that has lessened quite a bit as they have lost and been generic, and while Louisville has settled in,
We're gonna find out on Saturday. You go from not like calling in and yelling and screaming and texting in yelling and screaming because you couldn't punch it in from the three against a generic Clemson team to now we figured it out. So this is a Louisville fan's like thought process here. Kentucky's not going to figure it out in regards to maybe turning the ball over or secondary.
Louisville figured it out.
Louisville figured out how to not piss games away against good competition. They figured that part out.
Close games in the fourth quarter, we're about to find out.
Yeah, we're about to find out. And again, if you're going to sit there and tell me.
If not, the analysis, again, was right in front of us. The announcement was Kentucky's they beat nobody, and when they got in fourth quarters with whatever teams, however good you think Kentucky is, okay, they lost those games. That might be the end analysis.
That might be. It might be the same thing we've seen all year long when it comes to Louisville. And
absolutely.
I still hold to the standard that Kentucky's got better players and better coaches on their sideline, and that's why I'm sticking with Kentucky. Well, that's not the only reason why I'm sticking with Kentucky, but that's my number one reason why.
But
better players, better coaches.
I think it could come down to that. I mean, Louisville this year and last year have been really bad in close games. Kentucky has been, other than the Tennessee game, that's the only loss they've had in a one-possession game. They've been good in close games.
Yeah.
If it's a close game, which the spread's saying it's probably going to be a close game, that absolutely favors Kentucky.
Yep. Good analysis, Jack.
Is a plane heading from Florida to West Lafayette? We'll tell you the answer to that next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's giving an L's up on his morning run. He's got the shirt off. He's glistening. Look at Satterfield. Who's living better than Satterfield right now?
And James Strebel.
If I had pecs like those and abs, better believe it. I'd be shirtless right now.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Different reminders. We will be on the air on Friday getting you ready for the Governor's Cup. Every single show will have that busy, busy day, busy night tonight. Bellarmine and UCLA get it going. 7:45 pregame tip-off there, 8 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. We'll get to Bellarmine and Scotty D here in a second. Jack, you saw this story, right? You saw this?
Which story?
Mitch alerted us to this one.
The volleyball story. Oh, yeah, Mitch, yeah. Bleep.
I didn't know about it. I heard it from Mitch.
Any credit.
Sorry.
It's just because you hear some old story from Mitch.
Yes, I did see the volleyball story.
Yeah. Shame on you.
I know, okay? Mitch's persona non grata around here, but I still talk to him.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show about 9 o'clock. You'll have Strebel and Ence on that. They'll be hanging out with you tonight on ESPN 680 105.7, little Monday Night Football coming your way after. Well, no, they released. I need to even look up the specifics on it. It's like, what, Bellarmine's helping Louisville in the hosting of the volleyball?
Yes.
So, Freedom Hall.
So Freedom Hall is going to host potentially some NCAA volleyball matches, and Bellarmine's playing a home game in the Yum Center.
Oh.
There you go. And so to move everything around with that, Louisville has agreed to play Scotty D in men's basketball for 2 years in a row.
Yeah!
That is such an advantage, Scotty D.
It is.
Mac has to be so pissed.
Is he going
to
be there coaching?
Oh, man.
We'll see. Is Mac even going to be there?
we'll see if that's
might
the
be
case.
Biggie, so.
Texas says, does Strebel think he's better looking than Matty Bangs' new Twitter pic? Texas says, Clemson lost to Pitt, Heisman level QB, NC State really good team, and Georgia the best team of the damn country. I'm tired of BS takes on that game. That has to be for Ennis.
I was going
to
say.
I have no
like,
idea.
Yeah.
Texas says, a generic Clemson team would beat the Cats bleep with the difficulty. I'm not going to finish that one. I don't know what that means.
The best teams in y'all's conference are Pitt and Wake Forest. I don't want to hear about y'all's tough schedule, the tough teams in your conference. There's like maybe eight SEC teams that would win the ACC
Florida
this year.
Florida and LSU also don't mean anything.
No, I'm not saying they don't.
Okay.
But quit.
They don't mean anything.
I don't want to hear it. The AC, the all-clown conference, as Ron called them, is pathetic. Don't tell me about Clemson.
Ron is an old crotchety caller.
Yes,
okay?
He is.
People
He's
need
back.
I don't know if everyone knows who that is.
Yeah.
Texas says, according to ESPN's Football Power Index, 60.5% Louisville wins against Kentucky.
Yeah, and I think they had Missouri beating Kentucky. I think they had LSU beating Kentucky. I know they had LSU and Florida beating Kentucky. Based your hopes and dreams on the FPI index. Go ahead. Base your hopes and dreams on that.
I think it's just the FPI.
Whatever it is. On the FPI. Whatever you want to do to make yourself
FBI
feel better. Whatever you got to tell yourself. That's fine with me. Hang your hat on the FPI. I'm cool with that.
Texas says 437-9680, a generic Clemson team would beat Kentucky. Kentucky wouldn't score 10 points.
Oh, that's such a lie. Okay, that's fine. I can't. See, all this will be moot. 7 days from right now, we're sitting here in these same seats. I want the texters to text this BS into me again. I want you all to text this into me again. The same crap you're texting me right now, don't forget it, because I'm not going to forget it. I have a mind like an elephant, like a trap, like a steel trap. I'm not going to forget.
What else do you have like an elephant?
A big nose. a trunk.
Oh, you got a big trunk?
Yeah. Big feet.
Did you see any elephant trunk over the weekend, Jack? You were in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
Did you see any trunk?
Any trunk?
It's possible.
You see any trunk?
Oh.
How many times did you fall in love?
Oh, I can't count.
Oh, you can't count. I like that.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
You know, every time they scan the crowd, I just hope to see Jack. I knew it would be an impossible shot.
I know.
But I just hoping to see him
I was on
crushing
the
a chicken tender.
At one point.
Were you really?
Yes.
You were what?
Well, on the Jumbotron there at one point.
I would have loved to have seen that.
It has made me sad. Jack goes to now every sporting event but IU.
I was at a women's game last
Sunday. And IU, well, settle down. You're blasted.
I wasn't blasted at the football game on Saturday.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But that's the reason. Yeah, but that's the reason you went. To the women's game because you were blasted.
To party and
have fun. Not because you're Biggest Biscuit. By the way, Biscuit, not happy with HVL.
Oh, she has not been playing very well lately.
Biscuit's not happy, but he doesn't know how to express it. I tried to give him some coaching. I'm like, just Crusher.
Victim of NIL.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, victim of NIL. I mean, more concerned with that.
I said just crush, and it'll make you feel, it'll cleanse your soul.
Yeah.
And I am not doing that.
I cannot do that.
I cannot. I'm like, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Ty figured that NIL stuff out. He's good to go
now. Last couple games, he's been good.
He's been really good.
He's been good.
Yep.
Texas says Bellarmine's going to upset UCLA tonight. No, that's not going to happen.
I would love for it to happen, but it's not going to happen.
But will they be Louisville next year?
Yes.
Texas says, what time is Strebel going to be at the Alley on Saturday? Okay, so explain your predicament on Saturday. Because
I think I got it worked
out. There's a lot going on here. So
Justin Jeffries and I are working it out.
Okay, so, well, what's Double J up to?
He said he's wide open on Saturday.
Something's up with him.
He said he has nothing to do.
Does he not have wife or kids? What's going on with him?
I think when it comes to rivalry football,
he puts the wife and the kids. You leave them at home.
Exactly.
Okay? You lie to women.
Yes.
You lie to kids. You don't lie to men.
Right.
And
that's
Justin Jeffries needs to. He needs to put the women aside.
Right.
The women and children need to go over there. Okay. On a lifeboat.
Yeah.
While Justin Jeffries does his thing.
So
the
discussion is right now via text. Maybe meet here at the studio about 1 or 2 o'clock.
Okay.
We Uber, just a stone's throw away from the studio. We Uber to Cardinal Stadium.
Right.
And we start trolling the tailgate areas. We look at the alley, maybe make a little caboose appearance.
Okay.
Kind of check it out. Just stay for a couple hours, drink a few beers. Maybe get a couple pictures throwing L's down here and there. Then we matriculate our way back to the studio for the pregame show at 5:30. Uber. We're going to Uber there and then we'll Uber back. That's the plan.
You can't
right
just
now.
Get around the stadium that easy, can you?
I mean, we'll have them just drop us off like wherever. We'll figure it out.
You guys have to walk back to the station.
We won't have to walk back. Why do you think we'll have to walk back? There'll be plenty of cars, Ubers. We'll figure it out.
You spend $60 to give them to
Uber
to,
three,
yeah,
it'll
to
be
go $3.50.
It'll be like $15. When I Uber to go
time
see,
you used Uber, you got COVID.
No, I used it to go see Metallica. Remember?
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was like 15. No,
that
was awesome.
No, Metallica's done.
I mean, who'd hear they're from overrated?
Everybody,
from? Like who?
Perrin.
Well, because they didn't play Inner Sandman, which is they're not a Metallica fan when they say that when they're mad they didn't play Inner Sandman. That's one of the last songs I want to hear when I go to a Metallica concert.
You like some Saint Anger, Jack? Can Jack name one song of Metallica?
Just one
album, a song, anything.
Enter Sandman was the one.
Okay.
Was the one.
Can't use Enter Sandman.
Yeah, no. Because I know that because Louisville played it at a bunch.
They used
every
to play
game
it.
At,
yeah.
at football. Virginia Tech plays it. Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I thought about doing this later in the show. I am not against, although it's scary. If we could find a Kentucky tailgate for you guys broadcasting from a Kentucky tailgate.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Now, I'll text Justin and see what he knows.
There are some technical issues that could and most likely would make that messy,
I'd
if
rather
you will.
Do it from the studio just because I know things will go smooth.
You won't have to worry about anything.
I don't have to worry
that,
about anything.
Right.
I just plug in my headset and just talk. That's kind of what, I'll probably have a few... the beverages, so I'll be all ready to go. That's the scenario.
Guys are going to look like monsters.
We are.
A former offensive lineman and Strebel, whatever he played in
the line. Is Ents going to be a part of the group?
No.
He can come if he wants.
His knee's bad. He's got a bad knee.
Well, Ents wants to meet Hatfield.
Why?
Because they're in the Discord together.
A bunch of nerds just talking in an internet chat room. Yeah. Like Bob says, just a bunch of nerds talking about Ross McMaines. Ross McMaines.
And Yahoo.
And Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo, yeah, or AIM.
AIM, yeah.
AIM, I forgot.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was confused.
Yahoo had the chat rooms. AIM had the little chat.
Texas says you guys need a couple of those ride coolers that you can go around on.
Or maybe we get one of those scooters.
Yeah, I would love to see
Jeffrey's
your big bleep on one of those.
I'd love to see that. Just zipping down.
Texas says, I can see Josh Ali being a hothead in the game, talking L's down. Ali was up in the camera with L's down. I hope our defense takes it right to his punk bleep. All right,
I hope
there
they
we go.
Too. Bring it on. Yo, come on, bring it on.
Josh Ali.
He was good Saturday against New Mexico State.
Of course he was. He's playing as competition.
Right.
Texas says, is HVL the women's college basketball version of Spencer Rattler?
Yes. We come to find that out.
Maybe that was Biscuit tweeting in. He's just nervous to say it. He wants me to say it.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think he needs our help.
Soundboard.
I think he needs my help. I think he needs your help.
Well,
he needs to know how to let it loose.
I think I'm the last person.
Texas says this is a 50-50 game and it's been a 50-50 game all year. These teams are basically the same. They beat no one.
I disagree.
I disagree that they've been that all year. We have ended at that spot. You could say that was the case at the beginning of the year and now at the end of the year and probably the last couple weeks for sure. Maybe even 3 weeks. But I don't think from week 3 to week 6-7.
They played Georgia.
Maybe a little bit more than a month. I don't think that was the case. No. I would disagree with that.
I mean, Kentucky was ranked 11th in the country at one point, and Louisville hasn't been ranked all season. So,
Texas says all those teams almost beat Kentucky. Oink, oink, father.
That's fine. Almost beat doesn't mean beat. You all got beat. Y'all almost won. If you want to use that logic, you all almost won some games. You almost won some games. You almost won a few games here and there. You know, the ball, it just, you know, it goes one way or the other. You could be looking at a victory. Don't say that. I don't want to hear that. You're the kings of almost. That's Satterfield. He's the king of almost. The king of almost. Coach almost. Almost won that one. 50-50 game. If we wouldn't have fumbled there, we could have won.
I can't tell if Jack is enjoying this or if he's bored with you.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
He was leaning like sideways. I noticed him.
Like he's in pain a little bit.
Who's the Burt Reynolds? He had a very Burt Reynolds He was laying Burt Reynolds. Yeah. He was leaning
like a stanza.
That's a very, very musty reference.
It's the angle in the seat Schubel sits in. I have to lean to really get the full view. Okay.
But he was leaning. He was just watching you do your thing. But then he kind of just looked down, and I was like, did he lose interest?
No, he looked down to Mark.
That is going to be the thing is when Schubel goes off into some of these tangents.
Yeah.
And we need to get someone Louisville-wise in here to battle you this week.
I'd love that. I'm for it.
But I don't know who to go to. That's our biggest issue.
Maybe the rummage.
They're not coming in here.
No, I'm saying they want to watch the game with me.
No, they don't.
Steve said he did. He said he'd like to get me a media pass so I could sit with he and Maven.
Maven does not want to watch the game with you.
You know what? Since it's Kentucky Louisville and since I like James, if you want to listen to James cry after the game, he'll be doing the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife pregame show.
Texas says there's no LMPD at the alley. People are going to get hurt. There will be blood. They might run out of booze at the alley.
My God.
Listen.
There will be blood.
I told Dieter to watch out. I did. People getting swung. People getting swung on Saturday.
What did Dieter say?
I can't remember. I just watch out.
Dieter, watch yourself.
What if they scan and they're like, Ennis got punched. Pat's going to have to do the post game. Ennis got punched by a guy from Hopkinsville.
Ennis got punched, brother. I got to pick up the slack. My guy, Mark Dennis, can't do it tonight.
These post-game shows aren't going to host themselves, brother.
Pat flies in. If Louisville loses by one, he fires the entire staff. 93-9 on Flames.
They're all gone.
Man. What I can't? If Kentucky loses, it's not Streetball. It's Ents that I can't wait for.
Oh, you're right.
Ents like, shut up, Stoops. Shut up, Cavassier Smoke.
Shut up, Streetball. Shut up, Jeffries.
Shut up, Wandell. He's just going to be telling everyone to shut up.
Maybe you should be paying more attention about playing football than giving those down.
Bleep, and they're not backing up.
He was.
He brought up soccer the other day, didn't he, on the postgame show?
He brought up soccer.
And you got mad at him?
I got mad at him.
He brought up a soccer reference. Jack, we'll have to go back and find that, and Streetball got mad at him.
Yeah. He was, my guy Ince was, he was doing his thing, and he was trying to find negative things about that game. I was like, no.
Against Ohio?
No, against New Mexico State.
Oh, okay. Well, they did a negative thing. They played sloppy. They had four turnovers. They fumbled early on. The defense still didn't look great.
I was trying to get the people rallied for Saturday. And I was like, no, we're just going to bash Louisville. After Mark Stoops, I was like, my whole plan for the postgame show was just to bash Louisville to get people ready for Saturday because there's nothing to analyze at that point. We analyzed the game. We heard Stoops. Now it's on. And he started trying to analyze things. I was like, stop it. No. We're just yelling now.
Texas says Big Rig's going to cry into his mitt after Louisville spanks that bleep. Texas says the Hebrew hammer would smoke Piggy Father. Texas says Big Rig, who this year is going to hit Lamar? I mean Malik Cunningham with a trash can. I mean, I'd love for some. I would love a trash can to be thrown. The field.
Yeah. I mean, where was that? Was that his, God, what was that player's name? He ended up being asked to lead the team.
Jordan Jones, wasn't it?
No. He wasn't the one that threw the trash can. Jordan Jones was involved. It was the defensive end. Was it Denzel Ware? Was that his name? Because he was at Florida State.
Man.
Then he transferred to Kentucky. He was the one that picked up the and he was good.
It might be the case. I can't
he's
remember.
He's the one that picked up the trash can and threw it. Jordan Jones was firmly in the middle of everything.
Of course.
Yes.
Texas says, is Diener allowed to bring our tennis racket for protection on Saturday?
I got to see that. Diener walking around with a Wilson racket.
And a headband.
Oh, man.
I
got
to see this now. It's Denzel. Yeah, Denzel Ware. That's his name. Denzel Ware. He was the.
It's okay. You don't have to look it up. We'll just believe you. It's
it was
okay.
A great moment.
Just believe you.
I was. Yeah, Denzel Ware trash can. There it is. I was in Chicago. I don't know if you remember this or not.
Yeah, Capone.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving that year. And it was before I was like doing the post game show regularly like I do now. And so
right.
Ennis was like, do you want to call in the Louisville post game show?
No.
And I did. I called in.
Oh, really?
And they went at me for Denzel Ware throwing the trash can. It's great. I was like, sure, Ennis, I'll take some bullets. That's cool.
After the break, basketball was over the weekend. A quick Tom Jurich update. Tons more on the football side. And we'll get to some sound as well. Satterfield and Stoops both talking today. We'll do all of that. Two more hours to go here on The Take. A Governor's Cup Monday on ESPN. ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.